This is Bob Brunel, and this is news with you for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh police are investigating why a student brought a loaded gun to the Vell Phillips Middle School, Webster Stanley campus. The school's police officer didn't learn about the gun until early afternoon, and by that time, the student had left for the day. Police say there was no danger to the public, but they will have an increased presence at the school today. Early voting begins this morning in the primary for state Supreme Court justice. You can vote in person at the city clerk's office. Four candidates are running. The top two vote-getters advance to the spring general election in April. The Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau is giving $100,000 to increase security at local outdoor events. The CVB and the city will purchase special barricades to prevent tragedies like the one that occurred in Waukesha at the Christmas parade a couple years ago. The Oshkosh School District is losing some top talent. Two administrators have announced their plans to retire this summer. Deputy Superintendent David Gunlock, along with the Executive Director of Administration, Andy Jones, has spent better than 25 years in the school district. The Oshkosh Plan Commission plans to discuss what to do with grandma or mother-in-law tonight. The commission will discuss whether to allow what's called granny flats or mother-in-law suites in homeowners' backyards. They're usually small homes, about 400 square feet in all. They're affordable and may be able to ease the city's housing crunch. Page 2, the warm, mild weather is causing some concern about this weekend's sturgeon-spearing season. The ice may not be as stable as it should be. We'll check in with the ice guru Donnie Herman for the latest on Thursday's Newsworthy. By the way, the DNR is reopening their old registration sites around the lake for the season after they've been closed the last 2 years due to COVID-19. The Pyrotechnic Guild International expected to get the final approval they need to bring their big convention and fireworks show to town this summer. The city and the county have already given their approval. Wednesday, the town of Oshkosh will have a public hearing on the fireworks show. The convention would bring in thousands of dollars to the area economy. Turning to sports, a great story here. Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton is an NBA All-Star. The Indiana Pacers point guard is currently leading the NBA in assists. While the Pacers tweeted out a magazine cover mock-up his mom made several years ago, it shows a young Ty Halliburton with the words, "Halliburton becomes an NBA All-Star" on it. I guess dreams really do come true. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.